Evening, Kanye. How are you?
I'm good. I was expecting you to be in studio. It says here you were coming in.
Unfortunately, I'm trapped in the Western Cape.
Oh, my goodness. I hope you're safe wherever you are. Thank you so much for being with us. Mfundo, we've got one of your books that we will be giving away later on called Hiding in Unnatural Happiness. But tonight, I just wanted us to look at ways in which we can tap into our spirituality to achieve eternal happiness. Now, first of all, when we talk about depression, I think we need to make the distinction between the medical condition, clinical depression, and the depression that is brought on by particular circumstances that we may be going through a particular time, and as such, you know, it brings on melancholy and you find yourself going through the blues, in inverted commas, so to speak, because the two are not the same.
Mm-hmm. No, that's very right. The two aren't the same, and I think, let me just qualify myself in saying that from the onset that I may not be necessarily the source of some sort of authority when it comes to a medical or a clinical diagnosis of what depression is.
Mm.
But when you speak about it in terms of a lifestyle, in terms of a practical mental health, spiritual point of view, then there's some reason to talk about that point. Now, when we look at depression or the lack of happiness, as you've entitled it, from the perspective of yoga, an area in which I am a student and a teacher myself, we often liken the lack of happiness by this contradiction that we have. We are all constituted of three essential natures in our being. And that is, we all have a physical body, the body that we see and interact with when we look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
We have a mind and intelligence, that's our functions of thought, our functions of reasoning. And we all have consciousness, or what some may term the soul. You know? So those three levels to the self, body, mind, and soul. And of these three aspects, two are temporary and one is considered to be eternal, lasting, and that is the soul. The soul, the consciousness, is what animates the intelligence, it's what animates the body. So now we are confronted with this problem, you know, as a soul, as a consciousness within this body. We are looking for eternal happiness. We're looking for eternal love.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for eternal peace. But we're looking for all of those things in a temporary world.
Mm.
And that's the disconnect that we face, is that we're looking for something that is lasting, but it isn't out there for us to find. Now, if I may ask you a question, would you consider if, let's say, you're looking for fish, would you go looking for fish in a desert?
No.
All right. Would you go looking for camels in the ocean?
Well, stranger things have happened, but yeah, certainly not.
But the point is, in order for us to find happiness, we first have to consider where to find happiness, and when we stop to look outside of ourselves for happiness and begin to turn within ourselves, that is the beginning of your quest to happiness.
Mm. We're talking to Mfundo Nkosi. He is a spiritual teacher and he's also a trustee of the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, and he's a spiritual expert, and he's talking to us about how we can tap into our spirituality to find eternal happiness, because there's so much going on in the world at any given time, and if we allow ourselves to always be blown away by the winds of life, you know, if it blows to the left, we'll be on the left, if it blows to the right, we'll be on the right, and we'll just be inconsistent because we have no foundation on which we are standing. Mfundo, I want to talk to you about, you know, the concept of happiness. But people's understanding of happiness, you know, is very different. Like you say, we tend to look for happiness in very temporary situations. You know, your favorite soccer team wins, you're happy, or something good particularly at a time happens and you're happy. And then that feeling of euphoria is then gone after, you know, a little bit of time. But you are saying that there are ways we can actually get into a space where we have eternal happiness, not happiness that is dictated by events happening in our lives. Talk to us about how do we go through a process of going back into us and finding that source of eternal happiness through our spirituality.
That's such a good question, Kami, and I'm so glad you brought it up, because the concept of happiness is something that I think a lot of people just don't pay attention to. And if we consider or try to unpack what happiness is, you come to realize that happiness is intrinsically and inherently spiritual. And what do I mean by that? Is that if happiness is ultimately linked to understanding the self, mm-hmm. and understanding the true nature of the self, the constitutional nature of the self as being completely spiritual, then you cannot separate spiritual realization from happiness. And this is the reason I say that. The reason I say that is because whenever we inherit any sort of material possession, whether it be on a physical platform, like for instance, getting a car, or getting the shoes that you've been saving for, or whatever it is, or like you're saying, that your soccer team wins, and so on. Whenever we possess something like that, something that we consider to give us happiness within this material world, what we inherit with what we gain from the material world is also fear. Because material happiness goes hand in hand with fear. And it comes back to this duality of it looking for eternality in something that's temporary. Because the nature of the happiness that you get in the material world is intrinsically and fundamentally temporary, you have the fear of losing it.
Mm.
Next week, your soccer team may lose. You insure your car. Why do you insure your car? Because you're afraid to lose it. So all material happiness comes alongside and walks hand in hand with fear. So if you really want to escape fear, if you really want to come above and transcend the duality of this temporary world, one must understand that happiness is intrinsically linked to the eternal platform, which is the spiritual platform. And that spiritual platform, that is where happiness lies. And that is where you'll find eternal and lasting happiness.
So now, when we talk about, you know, our spiritual platforms, I mean, right now as we are chatting, we are talking to people of different faiths, you know, whether you're coming from Christianity or Islam or Judaism, whatever the case may be, you know, each and every one of us has that spiritual connection with a higher being, you know, whether you call him God or whether you call him Krishna, you know, that's really up to you and the faith that you specifically follow. But there is a universal space where we can all say, through my relationship with God, you know, through prayer, through reading the word of God, through knowing that I am loved, through knowing that I'm a child of God, or, you know, you actually are able to then say, this is what I find my comfort in. You know, how do people then say it's not really about religion or which religion you follow, but it's really about finding your spirituality?
There's an interesting quote that comes to mind as you speak by Ralph Waldo Emerson. He says, "Is it not the chiefest grace in the world not to yield the peculiar fruit which each man was created to bear?" And if you think about that quote, it speaks about the fruit that is within each and every single one of us, our God-given talents, and ultimately the unique purpose that each and every single one of us possess within us. Now, in order for that fruit to manifest itself, in order for you to fulfill your purpose or live up to your full potential, you must align yourself with ultimately spiritual principle. And what do I mean by that? Basically, religion is, you could see it as some sort of material designation or some sort of label that we ourselves impose upon others, and we impose upon our self-identity. You choose to identify yourself as this, you choose to identify others as that. But what real spiritual practice is concerned with is the development of the fruit, the development of spiritual principle. And what is spiritual principle? Spiritual principle is when one is able, for instance, to overcome their inhibition for greed, overcome that with compassion, when one can overcome their pride with humility, when one can overcome their lust with love, and then one can overcome their anger with happiness. That fruit, that spiritual fruit, no matter what you choose to call yourself, Christian, Jew, Muslim, Hare Krishna, atheist, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Whatever you choose to call yourself or call others, ultimately we all want spiritual fruit to be manifest from all of us.
Mm.
And that is the real litmus test of whether we are watering our spiritual seed within our hearts. And that's what the focus of spiritual practice must be. So it completely transcends the artificial bounds of institutionalized religiosity. This is about actual spiritual cultivation.
And I believe that this is one of the greatest secrets to true happiness, a happiness that is not dictated by what is happening on the outside, but a happiness that really is dictated to by the peace that you have on the inside, and it's just that eternal joy. Mfundo Nkosi is our guest this evening. Mfundo, let's just talk about some practical steps. You are, let's say, a person who says, okay, Mfundo, help me on this journey. Where do I start? That. What do I do? I've been so unhappy for years and it's become my way of life. In fact, I'm more used to being unhappy than being happy. Where do I start?
Very good question. The first place to start is giving yourself time every single day to reflect. Now, in my personal form of spiritual practice, I dedicate a certain amount of time every single day to meditation and prayer. And I usually undertake this every morning.
Mm-hmm.
So before I set out for work, before the rush of the day takes over, you give yourself an opportunity to immerse yourself in meditation and prayer. And my particular form of meditation is sound meditation, rhythmic sound meditation, mantra meditation through the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Mm.
So every single day I'm able to just sit and position myself and connect with myself. A lot of people don't know this, is that like you're saying when you're introducing me, I'm a student and a teacher of yoga. And in particular, meditation. And what a lot of people don't know, because of the commercialization of the word yoga, is that yoga is a Sanskrit term which means to connect with the self. So every single morning, we have to try and practice a bit of yoga through a bit of meditation and a bit of prayer.
That's
the first step.
Phindile Nkosi, good evening.
Evening, Kanye. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
I'm good, thanks. I would like to just put one comment on the whole issue of happiness.
Yes.
When you look at the prodigal son, no one, there was no pastor, there was no prophet, there was no preacher. He was there on his own. Until you find yourself, until you look inside of yourself and check all the things that are making you unhappy, and start to reprint new things in your mind, you will never be happy. We can pray for you. We can take you everywhere. We can put oil It all depends until you speak to yourself, until you sit with self and stop pretending and be true to yourself. It will be easy to be true to the world, and you will possess happiness without any possession of material, nothing, just to know yourself.
Have you been on a similar journey, Pindi?
Yes, I have been on a similar journey until I have to find myself, until I have to sit down with me, with Pindile, with my own Bible, with my own religion, without any man. Because there's no church that will fix you. The church will assist you in getting tools. But the best person that can heal you, that can help you, it's between you and God.
Wow, powerful indeed. Thank you very much. I love what Pindile is saying. Nompumalanga, Favor, good evening. Good evening, Favor.
Yeah, how are you? I'm Betriever.
All right, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, and how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Fine. Yeah, I'm here to hear, so I'm happy to hear such a program. And as far as I understand, I think spiritual happiness, you can find it if you are able to treat anyone you come across the way you want to be treated. I think by so doing, you can end up with eternal happiness.
So you're saying that part of happiness is how you treat others and the way that they treat you?
Yeah, not the way they treat you, the way you want to be treated.
Yes, it's the way you must treat them.
Yeah.
All right, so you're saying we must reciprocate. What you want to receive, you must also give out. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you very much to you, Favor. Fundo, we started off with a lady, Pindile, saying that, you know, she believes it's important to find yourself first and foremost. How important is this in the journey of finding eternal happiness?
It's very important, and it's very nice to hear Pindile speak about that. In the words of William Shakespeare, to thine own self be true. And really, that's where it starts, is that one has to see some sort of responsibility for their own spiritual well-being. We often speak about physical well-being, about mental health. Spiritual health is also something that we need to take personal account for, and that isn't going to be done, unfortunately, by anyone else except yourself. So when you're able to say yes, this is what I want to do with my life. Once you have developed that desire, then you can actually forge a way forward. Of course, in everything. You know, there's a famous African proverb that if you want to go fast, then go alone. But if you want to go far, then you go with others. So the association of like-minded individuals, the company of people are on a similar quest to you, is of paramount importance when it comes to spiritual realization. You have to surround yourself with like-minded people so that you're able to not only just learn, but to give whatever realization that you have yourself to others, because this is a collective effort. And it actually ties in nicely to what Favor was saying, is that how you treat people, that's a telltale sign of one's spiritual advancement, actually. The way in which you interact, not just with people, but the environment around you, with all living beings, that is a telltale sign of the level of spiritual realization that you possess within yourself. So it's about taking responsibility for yourself, surrounding yourself with a company of people who are like-minded and have the same desire for their own lives. And then thirdly is to treat people in with an equanimity and the type of compassion that you would like to be treated with as well.
Vundo, earlier on we spoke about the importance of reflection, the importance of spending time in meditation and prayer. You say that you also do yoga. When we come back from taking calls, I also want us to get into other things that people can do to start the process of, you know, recalibrating themselves, reset, rebooting, you know, turn the computer off and reboot it, you know, and put in some new codes there, you know, that will get you to get to a place, you know, of eternal happiness. Lydia in Cape Town, good evening.
Hello.
Hi, Lydia. Can you switch off your phone, your radio, please?
Okay. Oh. Yeah.
All right. Go for it, Lydia.
You know, I got married when I was 47, and I was married for 6 months and divorced, and it's 16 years now, but for me, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before.
Amen. So let's talk about how have you found your eternal happiness, Lydia?
You know, it was a bit hard in the beginning, but then I started to read the Bible, and I thought, but no way, Jesus comes much. I read the Bible, and I thought Jesus comes before, you know, any family member or husband or wife or whatever. Jesus is number one.
Amen.
So then I made a decision, I'm going to my happiness in Jesus Christ.
And since then, you've been doing well.
Yes, very, very well. You know, I'm traveling all over South Africa, inviting me, you know, to speak at churches.
Amen. And that has given you your happiness, your joy, and your purpose.
Yes, to you know, to go and encourage other people that go through marriage problems.
Before we let you go, Mfundo, let's perhaps share some of your contact details with our listeners. How can they get hold of you?
All right. You can catch me on Facebook, Mfundo Nkosi. That's me on Facebook, at Mfundo Nkosi. And then you can also drop me an email. I'm very responsive when it comes to emails. It's Mfundo at bbtafrica.co.za.